Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
Back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Let's step away from Major League Baseball for just a bit. We got to talk NBA. Tonight, it gets real. We have doubleheader action. The New Orleans Pelicans will take on the Toronto Raptors. I know that marquee matchup has taken a little bit of a hit. We'll talk about that. Plus, we get the Clippers and the Lakers. No Kyle Kuzma, no Paul George, but it still should be a fascinating deal nonetheless. We get to see Anthony Davis in a Laker uniform and Kawhi Leonard in a Clipper uniform. Joining us to talk about that right now, we have a great friend of mine, great friend of the show, Jabari Davis. He's joined us for about 7 or 8 years to talk NBA basketball. And, of course, you can hear him on the Hoops Mags podcast called Hot Takes and Shot Fakes. We'll talk about that show more in just a bit. Jabari, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
My man, Jordan, like you said, it's been years now, like actual years, and I'm grateful each time you invite me on.
I love having you on, that is for sure. And I know as we get set for some action tonight, you're excited. Not only are you a little bit biased towards the Los Angeles Lakers, but of course you're a basketball fan in general. And I'll tell you, Jabari, it's no lie when we say that this season has more unknown than any season, I'm going to say, over the past decade. Like, we really do not know what's going to happen, and that's what I love about it.
Look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. For the past, whether it's a decade or the 5-6 years since the Warriors have been dominant, I will say this. This is the first season that I can say that I'm actively excited about in at least 6-7 years. Like, I'm talking about actively. And yes, part of that has to do with the Lakers. As you mentioned, there's a bias there on my show that, as you were kind enough to mention, I'm called the Hollywood Homer, which I do not care. With the Lakers being in it, in the mix now, and the Clippers all of a sudden being an actual contender, and just the parity across the league, and going into it, the fact that we know it's not just going to be, hey, is Golden State healthy? I'm so excited, so beyond it. I can't wait for these games to start tonight.
I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. Let's start by talking about the Toronto Raptors. Tonight, it's banner night. They're going to get their rings. Obviously, it's not the offseason that the Toronto Raptors had in mind. No Danny Green, no Kawhi Leonard. But if I take a look at this lineup front to back, Jabari, I'm cautiously optimistic that the Raptors are still going to be highly competitive. Kyle Lowry is still there. Fred VanVleet is still there. Pascal Siakam. We have Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol. It's not as if it's all doom and gloom in Toronto. This is still a very formidable team.
Yeah, no, it's not. It should not be remotely doom and gloom. And quite frankly, I think a lot of us, and myself included, at the start of the summer, we were quick to say Toronto's going to be an afterthought. And while I don't necessarily see them as NBA as title contenders or back to back contenders, I will say there's a lot of intriguing storylines, and I think that they can at least be a force still in the Eastern Conference for the guys that you mentioned. Also, let's not forget, I would love to see, they're not going to go back to back in terms of title, but to see them go back to back in terms of, say, most improved player. OG Anunoby, that whole run last year, wasn't able to join them. So I would love to see, of course, Siakam take another step. We know what you have in Lowry, you know what you have in Gasol, you know what you have in Ibaka, but I would love to see OG Anunoby take that next step and step up next to Siakam and them be a formidable, a formidable duo. So, the Raptors are very exciting. I'm really excited. Honestly, I'm like a kid in the candy. I'm like a kid on, Christmas Eve just waiting to open the gifts.
No, I'm with you. And again, I think that the Raptors are still going to be a very compelling team. Speaking of compelling teams, we'll get a look at a squad tonight. It's life after Anthony Davis for the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, I know that there's no Zion Williamson, and we will talk about that in just a moment. But again, looking at this lineup front to back, and the fact that they went out and they grabbed J.J. Redick, something that hasn't necessarily been talked about. I believe Redick has been on a playoff team every year of his career. if I remember correctly. I don't think Reddick's ever missed the playoffs. On top of that,
at least the last five or six.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a statistic where this guy has definitely had a lot of success. Lonzo Ball, Jrue Holiday. I think this is defensively one of the best backcourts in the NBA. Derek Favors. This is a name that Jazz fans obviously are well aware of. And tonight we get to see him in a different team's uniform without Zion Williamson. What David Griffin was able to do this offseason for the Pelicans, I know we talked about it all offseason, but we finally get to see it on display tonight. And I'm looking forward to this as well because, Jabari, I can't think of the last time a team gave up a superstar. And by superstar, I'm talking a top four or five player in the game, and they brought back a better roster than what they had last season. It doesn't happen.
And that, you know, as you mentioned, that's a testament to what the work that David Griffin did. Like, if you think about it, he hit the ground running because he, as soon as he walks in the door, he's tasked with the unenviable, you know, situation of having to trade the not just a franchise guy, but a guy that has potential all-time talent in Anthony Davis. So that's never going to be, you know, that's never going to be an exciting conversation to have. But the fact that, and whether I'm biased or not, but, you know, I was always a fan of young guy, you know, that young package of players, that young bevy of players that the Lakers wound up sending his way, you know, obviously on top of the picks. As a guy that's just walking in the door, having to sell, or having to not sell, but, you know, trade your franchise guy, an all-time, you know, type talent, you know, to be able to get, you know, that type of haul back for him. And as you mentioned, signing JJ Redick, signing Derek Favors, being able to not just draft Zion, and of course it's disappointing that we're not going to see him reportedly for the next 6 to 8 weeks, but, you know, not just drafting him, but drafting a guy like Jackson Hayes, drafting a guy like Neil Alexander Walker, you know, he's had a phenomenal offseason, and quite frankly, he was able to, in my estimation, not only set them up for the future very clearly, but also set them up for the here and now. Like, I don't see them as a title contender, but I absolutely see them, if everything goes relatively well and they can stay at, you know, and again, this is knock on wood because availability is the best ability in professional sports in general, but if they can stay relatively healthy, they should be a playoff contender. And quite frankly, to being able to do that, you know, after trading an Anthony Davis, that's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, it's unheard of. Again, Jabari Davis, our guest right now as we talk about the NBA. Now, again, you alluded to Zion Williamson not going to be playing for at least the next 2 months. And Jabari, I could kind of use this as a segue into the next topic, and that'll be the Lakers and the Clippers. Here's Zion, one of the biggest names in the game today already. He hasn't even played a regular season game. And if you go to any playground, there are kids already pretending to be Zion Williamson. His brand just gets bigger and bigger, yet here we are on opening night, and this kid already has more knee operations than LeBron James. Isn't that something?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but it's part of the concern that I had, you know, even when he was a high school guy, but definitely when he was at Duke, when he had the blown out shoe, and then he ended up, you know, kind of like hurting his knee, and they were kind of babying him for a little bit, but then he ended up coming back. Part of the thing is the reason why he's so incredible, and I'm not you know, breaking news here. Like, we have yet to see a guy with that physical, with his physical attributes, be that fast, that strong, be able to jump that high. You know what I mean? I grew up a round mound, a rebound fan. I grew up a Charles Barkley fan. This isn't even the same as that. Like, this guy is truly a physical freak. So, you know, there were always going to be concerns in terms of the pressure and the torque, you know, that he's putting on his joints and his ligaments. It's just disappointing, to be honest with you, as a fan of the game, that, you know, we're going to be robbed of that for at least a month and a half or so. And quite frankly, I'll be worried about it until at least, you know, we see him come in at maybe, you know, 250, 260 as opposed to 275, 280.
Let's move on to the Lakers and Clippers tonight. And again, I mentioned LeBron James, who did have an injury plague season last year in L.A. I think the vibe going into last season was it was almost house money at that point in time. It was house money the first year for LeBron in L.A. That's not the case this season. And Jabari, I've seen a different LeBron James this offseason. I saw a different LeBron James in preseason. I've seen a different LeBron James with the media over the LeBron that we have seen over the last 6 or 7 years. And I have told people this all offseason. You are foolish if you honestly believe that this man is not a top three player in the NBA. One of the things that will drive LeBron James this year is the fact that he has something to prove. How long has it been since LeBron James had something to prove. You mix that with Anthony Davis, and I'll tell you what, I think Showtime's back in L.A., and I think the Lakers, well, we know it's championship or bust, but look, it's realistic this year, Jabari. I personally don't see anybody beating this team just based off of simple tactics, such as the way LeBron has looked over the past month, month and a half from what we've been able to see.
Yeah, I'm right there with you in terms of, you know, the expectations for LeBron as well as for these Lakers. I look at it like this. If DeMarcus Cousins were there, and, you know, like, and they were at least at relatively full strength with Kuzma being in the mix, I would be right there with you saying, like, yeah, this is a, you know, this is the squad. Matter of fact, size them up. At the very least, I'll say this. They are a contender. They, you know, like, and quite frankly, after missing the playoffs for, what, seven consecutive years, if I'm not mistaken, to be able to say, like, they're a contender, you've already done some damage. Don't let this team pick up a guy like Andre Iguodala midseason or at whatever point, you know, the Raptors, you know, not the Raptors, excuse me, the
Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies decide to, you know, decide to part ways with him, however it ends up being. Don't let that take place, because I'll tell you right now, you don't want to give the Lakers that, you know, you don't want to give the Lakers a guy like, you know, that has what Iggy still has left in the tank, even though it could be his final year. Even as, you know, as is, the only real question that I have is at the point guard position. Beyond that, they don't really have a lot of holes or a whole lot of question marks. They've gone out, they've done, you know, they've done the due diligence in the offseason. They've gone out and gotten shooters. They've gone out and gotten other guys that can also play make beyond having LeBron. And quite frankly, as you alluded to, with LeBron James being, you know, probably only the second or third time in his career, like as a rookie, of course, you've got stuff to prove. And in that first year, first and second year in Miami, you've got stuff to prove. But probably only the probably like second or third time, you know, in his career, he's got is the answer. And this is an all-time great, regardless of whether you rank him as your top guy or your third guy or your fifth guy or whatever. This is an all-time great. So you combine an all-time great with all of the motivation in the world with a guy that has all-world skills in Anthony Davis that's just 26 years old, and you put the appropriate pieces around him, there's no reason in the world for Lakers fans to not be, you know, very optimistic this year for the first time, like I said, in like 6-7 years.
Let's move over to the Clippers, the other team we'll see tonight. No Paul George, but that doesn't matter, right? Kawhi Leonard was a guy they wanted. I know in order to get Kawhi, they needed to get Paul George. I get that. But you get the sense anytime Kawhi Leonard is on the court, you're going to have a chance to win basketball games. Bigger offseason, Lakers or Clippers in your mind? Who had the better offseason?
It's tough because I don't want to come across as biased. So you know what? You know, for that reason alone, I'm going to say the Clippers. Look, you can't sneeze at the fact that Paul George, regardless of what anyone thinks of him, he was a legitimate both MVP and Defensive Player of the Year candidate last year prior to his shoulders basically just saying that's enough. You know what I mean? You know, prior to that last, you know, say 6 weeks of the season, he was absolutely in the conversation for both of those awards. So you bring him in alongside the reigning Finals MVP. And quite frankly, I don't know how anyone can sneeze at that. The you know, like I know Jerry West gets a lot of the credit, which I'm sure he deserves, you know, plenty along the way. But Lawrence Frank and that entire front office, they absolutely are in the running for executive of the year award. And, you know, honestly, outside of David Griffin, I don't know anybody right now. Now that this is, you know, get granted right now because we haven't seen what's going to take place over the course of the season or at the deadline. I don't see anybody that, you know, that would be truly in the conversation above them. They were absolutely fantastic. So, okay, I'll go with the Clippers. But look, I'm not laughing at what the Lakers have done. They've done a phenomenal job as well.
Again tonight, we have four teams, two games, Pelicans, Raptors, Lakers, Clippers, Jabari Davis, again, our guest. Jabari, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Before I let you go, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Oh, man, again, you know, like I said, like it's truly an honor to come on here with you, man, regardless of how many times we've done it, regardless of how long we've known each other. I truly appreciate the opportunity to talk basketball with you. That said, find me on Twitter, at Jabari Davis NBA. As Jordan mentioned at the top, I co-host the Hot Takes and Shot Fakes podcast alongside my guy Josh Eberle. And you know, you can find some of my material on Hoops Mag, in the print as well as the digital version, as well as on NBA.com at times when they're feeling, I guess, kind.
Great stuff as always, Jabari Davis. A pleasure. Hopefully, we'll talk again real soon.
I look forward to it, my man. Got to.
Fantastic. We got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports when we return right after this.